This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
Welcome. I am your host, Rachel Avery, and you are listening to The Daily Gurr, Insecurity Edition on 100.3 FM, CKMS in Waterloo, Ontario, soundfm.ca on the web. It's August 21st, 2014. We are broadcasting from the center of the Haldimand Tract, the occupied Grand River Territory of the Six Nations Haudenosaunee. The Daily Gurr is a project of the Grand River Media Collective and is supported by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and CKMS. Today's feature is an interview with Braden, an organizer with Alliance Against Poverty, an anti-poverty group based in Kitchener. Braden will talk about the recent loss of Out of the Cold sites, as now four host sites have backed out of the program. Out of the Cold is a seasonal program that provides shelter and food, relying on a different location and its volunteers each night of the week. We'll begin today with headlines. Out of the Cold closures. Four sites have now stepped back from the Out of the Cold project, which provides food and shelter to those in need during the cold months of the year. Yesterday, the region announced that it will not seek new sites to host the program. The latest site to remove itself is St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, which has functioned as an overflow space when other shelters were full. Trinity United Church, which was the previous site to leave the program, stated that after 15 years of involvement, they sought a change of direction, citing the region's homelessness-to-housing strategy. Another church, St. John's Lutheran, cited safety concerns stemming from addiction and mental health issues that untrained volunteers are met with as their reason for dropping the program. They also indicated the need for sustainable housing solutions, noting that Out of the Cold is not a permanent solution to homelessness. The region has suggested that there are enough shelter beds to provide service. Those involved with Out of the Cold argue, though, that many homeless people do not use those shelters, preferring other programs, including Out of the Cold. There are now three nights of the week without an Out of the Cold program running. For more on this, stay tuned for the feature interview with Alliance Against Poverty. Now we'll move into the feature segment, an interview with Braden, an organizer with Alliance Against Poverty, an anti-poverty group based in Kitchener. So, Braden, with the four sites that have now stepped back from the Out of the Cold program, where does this leave KW in terms of need versus provision for shelter space?
Well, there's been a bit of kind of conflicting reports on that. The region insists that there's definitely enough capacity in the regional run emergency shelters for any overflow that that won't be covered by the Out of the Cold program. And that's been echoed by a few of the churches that backed out. For example, Trinity United Church. They've actually said that they believe that the formal programs are more than equipped to deal with any overflow. And in fact, they said that they believe that the Out of the Cold program might actually interfere with the user's ability to actually, to interact with the different homeless to housing programs that the region has to offer. So hopefully, people won't be left out in the cold over this winter. But I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, some of these churches have cited this homelessness to housing strategy as their motivation for leaving because they want a more sustainable solution, as I think we all do. But what actually does this strategy offer, and what is planned for the coming year to get people into sustainable housing solutions?
Like I said, the region has these programs that try and identify people who have different disabilities or extra needs, and they try to place them into supportive housing. But the problem is that there's just not enough housing in the region, I think. That's the real root issue of homelessness, is that there's not enough low-income housing and supportive housing available for those who need it. So that's the real problem here, not the fact that people have limited access to the housing or homeless to housing programs. It's the fact that there's not enough low-income housing.
Right. And in terms of addressing this immediate need, what concerns have you been hearing? I don't know if you've, or AAP has maybe talked with people who use Out of the Cold, but are people concerned that there isn't going to be a warm place to sleep over this season?
As far as I know, AAP hasn't really heard too many direct complaints. I'm sure we'll hear a little bit more once the weather starts to cool down, of course. There's not really much to report on that side.
All right. And yeah, I mean, in the report that the region released yesterday, I guess there is no increased funding that they have announced. And, you know, they still say their backup is to put people up in hotels rather than putting them in out of the cold programs, which is.
Yeah, I'm guessing that, or I know that over the past 15 years since out of the cold did begin, that there's been increases in funding, and the capacity for the region to shelter homeless people has definitely increased, but there hasn't been any increase this year in order to, you know, to pick up the slack that the Out of the Cold program might put out. So you're right, there hasn't really been any new funding since, you know, people have started pulling out of this program, unfortunately. And yeah, their plan, I guess they have, I was at their regional council meeting last night, and apparently they have about 190 beds, plus another 80 cots. So for a total of about 260 spots that they can offer on any given night. The problem is that a lot of these locations have very kind of, they have restrictions, so you have to be within a certain particular age, or you have to be a woman to stay in these shelters, or, you know, there's different restrictions like that. So when it comes down to actually, you know, housing hundreds of people, the numbers might not add up. And you're right, their plan is to simply ship people into a motel overnight if they haven't got the capacity to take everyone. But like I said, these are really just, you know, they're temporary solutions to a much larger problem. The region needs to really start investing in lots of low-income housing and supportive housing in order to, you know, to address the homelessness. And unfortunately, what with the LRT program and, you know, there's going to be quite a lot of gentrification in the downtown areas. And, you know, as far as I know, there isn't really a very solid plan for providing low-income housing along the corridor of the LRT.
Indeed. And, I mean, we know that there are still over 3,000 people on a wait list for affordable housing. But I'm interested when you're talking about the barriers to accessing other shelters that are present and functioning still in the region. What did Out of the Cold do, or how was its structure different than those shelters that made it more accessible for different people?
Well, it's just fewer questions asked, essentially. The problem that some of the churches that have pulled out of sight is the inability of the volunteers to deal with especially difficult patrons, you know, people with drug addictions and that type of thing. So the Out of the Cold program, the churches, like I said, they didn't ask very many questions, whereas at these shelters, there's particular restrictions if you want to stay there. So that's why a lot of the patrons of the Out of the Cold program are kind of upset to hear that that three nights of the week this year they won't be able to take part in the Out of the Cold program. Again, just because they're much simpler programs to be a part of.
Yeah, and you know, as you mentioned, the churches that did cite their fears for safety for their volunteers from people who use the service. I mean, there's a lot of stigma attached to issues of mental health and addiction and other health issues, and overcoming that stigma is a really big problem that needs to be dealt with. But I mean, staff training is of course also important, so people know how to engage and the people using the service can be adequately supported. Can you speak to the services that there are, or the lack of services perhaps in the region that can support people struggling with these health challenges?
Well, I don't know too much about that, I'm not going to lie. But in relation to the Out of the Cold program and the region's response, I can say that one of their solutions has been to offer increased training to the volunteers, for the volunteers at the Out of the Cold sites. Of course, this is coming a little bit too late. But beyond that, no, I'm not extremely familiar with the various programs to help, you know, special needs people. Sorry about that.
That's all right. And Without though any sort of replacement being sought, at least by the region, for Out of the Cold this year, which will potentially leave a very pressing need unaddressed, what does AEP see coming up this season? Is AEP going to take action in any way around this, or are there other avenues that you're encouraging people to pursue to help address the situation of the lack of shelter?
Well, again, we'll just have to definitely pressure the region to take on this issue. I mean, the people, the Out of the Cold volunteers are definitely deserving of commendation. You know what I mean? They've done a great job for 15 years. It's an entirely volunteer run and donation driven program. But they can't be faulted for stepping out of the program. You know what I mean? They've done great work. But really, it's the region's responsibility to take care of its homeless. So, AAP's position, I believe, is I'm just a member, and we kind of have been a little bit rushed trying to respond to this interview request. But my thoughts as a member of AAP is that it's the region's responsibility, and so we'll definitely be pressuring the region to make sure that this that the problem is addressed.
Great. And so one other sort of broader picture question I'd like to bring to you is the issue of gentrification in the core and the locations of accessible housing. As you were talking about, the LRT corridor is already sort of spurring some gentrification along that route. And in terms of where affordable housing is going to be placed, I mean, where... We know that a lot of services are located in the downtown core, but can you speak to the changes that you're seeing and where affordable housing is being located, perhaps, or where it needs to be located?
Well, again, with respect to the LRT, low-income housing needs to be located, assisted housing needs to be located close to the downtown core, close to all of the separate stops, straight from Waterloo down to Cambridge. As part of the city plan, everyone speaks to the fact that we want a very diverse and vibrant city. Well, for that to be true, to form, then, we need to have more low-income housing in places that make the whole city accessible to low-income people. And so we definitely would like people to pressure the regional government to, the regional council to definitely make low-income housing accessible right along the downtown core, along the route of the LRT.
Great, and certainly with regional elections coming up, this is something that people can be really pushing, and we can put up information and get people to call their regional councilors about this issue. Is there anything
That's
else
right.
you'd like to add on this topic from AAP?
Just the main point is that the shelter programs are really just a temporary solution, and I'd really just like to stress the fact that we need more low-income housing, especially supportive housing, because that's really the only way to address homelessness in Waterloo.
Great. Well, thank you so much for doing this interview, Braden. It's really good to be discussing this with a group that's taking on this struggle in Kitchener.
No problem. Thanks for chatting with me, Rachel.
Okay. Dave.
Bye.
And we'll go to a song to close out the podcast for today. Here is the Mighty Diamonds with I Need a Roof.
Remember when they run six months, say, time I go train, yeah. Everybody I go run train. Yeah.
the Mighty Diamonds with I Need a Roof. This has been the Daily Gurr for August 21st, 2014. We are on weekdays from 9 to 10 a.m. on 100.3 FM, CKMS in Waterloo Region, and soundfm.ca on the web. Check out all our past shows and other Grand River Media Collective work at grandrivermc.ca. The Daily Gurr is supported by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and CKMS.